The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. This is your award-winning podcast on family life and relationship. How are you today? I want to believe you had a great time the last time as we started our discussion on the most important relationship rules. There are actually four of them, and I want to believe you mastered the first one, which is the law of acceptance. Today, we go to the second most important relationship rule, which is the law of respect. Now, you see, what differentiates many successful people from failure is that while successful people practice respect, others are respecters of men, so they lose out on people who don't look like it yet. Carries so much value. The first time I learned about the law of respect was from the man called Dr. Mike Mulder, who said, you can only attract what you respect, and that everything you don't respect moves far away from you. You see, if you want to become highly successful, especially when it comes to your relationship, respect is one of the most critical rules of engagement. You see, everywhere I have gone, I have seen it, that people who practice honor, they always have a lot working for them, and they always look honorable, feel honorable, enjoy what honorable people enjoy. Now, people who are cynical, they usually have the best of things move away from them. I have carefully noticed that many people don't know the difference between respect for other beings and respect and being respecters of men. A lot of people are respecters of men. What that means is their respect for you will change depending on what it is there. You see, the difference is that while having respect for others means you will accord everyone that comes into your life the best and the highest form of treatment, irrespective of who they are. The respecters of men means you only accord honor to those who are above you and who you feel can have something to offer you. What do? When a stranger walks into your life who is inappropriately dressed, how do you relate with it? What do? When someone who doesn't belong to your religion walks into your space and insists on having his way with something, you know, that you have the capacity to give away? What do? When people you don't know show up on your raid who don't have your skin color, who don't belong to your race, who don't belong to your religion, how do you handle them? If you have domestic servants, that is the maids and the nannies, how do you treat them? If you've got a driver, how do you treat and handle your driver? How do you handle the people that walk with you? How do you see them? Do you see them as human beings, or you see them as people you've hired that you can fire and you can do whatever you like with them? Let me tell you, life is a teacher. Life prepares you for what is ahead of you. A lot of people badly treat their spouses. Life gave them the opportunity to manage how to relate with a spouse by how to work with the opposite sex or what looks like a troubled colleague. But what do? They pass it by because, according to them, well, it's just work that has brought us together. But everyone that has come into your life comes with a purpose, comes with a lesson. Every time you run away from the lessons you could have picked from them, it sets you back such that when the examination comes, which may come in marriage or it may come sometime soon in your future, what you have not mastered may show up and it may cost you dearly. You see, this is exactly why a man treats his female boss with dignity, yet very mean to his wife, or a woman treats a religious leader with honor, but is respectful to her husband, while both of them treat their kids you know, the kids of their president with dignity, and yet they are mean to their own kids. This is what we call respecters of persons. If you are that person who is a respecter of men, you won't know at what point you will disrespect your link to the palace. You won't know at what point you will disrespect the person who could have been the best spouse to you. But because he doesn't have your bank account, because he doesn't speak the kind of English you want him to speak, he doesn't look like the person you want, then you are not even willing to experience the gold that is hidden in their drawers. You don't want to experience the treasure that is hidden in their pit. So we miss out on the most beautiful things in life because we are always looking for the shiny ones. But you know, gold is not found on the shiniest of the streets. Gold is found in the slum. You see, respect means you recognize the humanity of your contact and the right to live as man made in God's image. Respect means you recognize there is something in everyone that is good and can come good for you at the critical moment. No matter how badly behaved people are, there is something good about them. And that's why I always ask, if I flash you a terrorist, you will say he's a terrorist. If you ask his mother, she will say it's my son. If you ask his daughter, he will say that's my father. You see, different emotions, different interpretation. Everything rises and falls by the meaning we have given to things in our life. See, respect means that you see yourself in others, right? And you recognize what you do against them is against yourself. I'm from Africa. There is a concept we call Ubuntu in the southern part of Africa. Ubuntu is an ideology that means I am because you are. There is no me without you. Whatever I do against you, I do against me. If only we can all live like that. No wonder Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they're doing. Because if they knew better, they would act better. So respect means you must see yourself in others. So you see a female. A female is simply a feminine representation of humanity. That's a feminine representation of you. A male is a masculine representation of you. That's why you cannot survive without these people. And so, if you are fond of showing respect, you will attract everyone into your life. If you respect your spouse, you will attract them. If you respect your children, you will attract them. If you respect your co-workers, you will attract them. If there's gonna be the human being of the year among everyone in your close circle, will they vote for you? Respect means you have the intelligence to appreciate people's journey and understand that they are doing the best they can with what they know, right? Many people that you see are badly behaved, what you have met is an improvement on who they could have been. And so you either label them and treat them badly, or you are asking, what value can I add to these people? You see, when we respect others, we're able to attract them, which is a major factor to our ability to influence them. So, what are the tips on how to master respect? Number one, make respect your default relationship code. For example, I belong to a tribe where everybody is a leader. When we get to the meeting, no matter who you are, say, my leader. That's how we address everyone. So, what will be your code in my office? When you call, say, welcome, your honor, and we end everything with, I honor you, all right? And so if I say I honor you, there is no way I'm going to dishonor you. So make respect your default code. Number two, respect people's beliefs, even if it contradicts yours, and never seek to pull down their conviction. You see, many people believe that their religion is the only way. Other people's religions are bad. But if you were born into that religion, you would exactly be behaving like them. So I never get into the argument of which religion is superior. The religion that is superior to me is that one that can survive bomb blasts, is that one that guarantees higher standard of living, better life for humanity, community of peace and progress, love for humanity. That's my religion that I consider to be the best. Once I see that demonstrable anywhere I go, then I doff my hat for such people because that is God in action. You can label yourself as God, and God may not be in you. So respect people's beliefs. Respect what is important to them. Respect their beliefs and their religious beliefs without disparaging what is most important to them. Number three, be humble enough to learn through their lens to better understand their map of the world and the filters through which they process reality. Like we said in acceptance, if you have been through everything they've been through, passed through everyone they have passed through, you will be thinking exactly like them. So I love the beauty of the humanity. When I'm able to look at it and try to process people through the lens of their worldview, that is empathy, stepping where they step, trying to understand what could have been their motivator or motivation. Next one is recognize that everything people do in life is either to avoid pain or to gain pleasure. So never respond to disrespect with disdain. People will disrespect you, right? You can't do anything about that, but what you can do is your response. People who disrespect you, sometimes they're battling with esteem. They have not been through the awareness and the development that you've been through. The question you always have to ask yourself is, do you want happiness? If happiness is what you want, only be loyal to what makes you happy. So if responding with disdain doesn't keep you happy, then don't do it. They are like Mitchell Obama said, when they go low, we don't go low. When they go low, we go high. Next one is, you see, recognize that people will do everything to be with someone that gives them a feeling of respect and is a vital key to retaining people in your life. If you are a respectful person, people will do anything to be with you. So if you really want to attract people into your life, respect is the second rule, and that's the way. And always remember that respect is a garden. The most difficult person will visit to relax, and the most refreshing spring, the most ardent person will love to drink from and become the garden and that spring. So you become that garden that the most difficult person will visit to relax and become that spring that the most ardent person would like to drink from. Be that person that when they remove your name, what they find is respect. With respect and acceptance, you've gone through the two most important keys to winning in every relationship. When I come back next week, we will go to the third vital key. See, keys are keys. They open doors. If you don't use them, if you like use something else, the door will not open until you put the right key. Acceptance is the first most important key. Respect is the second most important key. When we come next time, we will go to the third most important key. This is Family Engineering with Praise for Woolware. Be good, be you, be brilliant, be free, go. Respect your world, because whatever you respect, you will attract. I family you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139.